Colossians chapter 4, beginning in verse 2 and reading down through verse 6, if you'll read along with me. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Now I want you to note his request that they pray on his behalf. I think it's kind of interesting, and that request is a legitimate one. It's one that I, as an evangelist, but I think that we as Christians, one with another, should pray, and that is that we pray for one another that we might have an opportunity to share the gospel with those who are lost. It's kind of interesting that the Apostle Paul, who was an apostle, who had received words of inspiration from the Holy Spirit, is asking basically for wisdom that he might speak it the way he ought to speak it, so that souls might be saved. And I must confess to the fact that I don't know exactly how inspiration works. I think we can intimate somewhat how it works through the writings of the apostles. But no one of the New Testament writers ever expressed exactly the feeling that came over them or how they knew that what they were writing was Scripture at all. We simply trust in the fact that it is indeed Scripture. The Holy Spirit revealed it to them. We don't know the exact machinations behind it. But I think that it is interesting. The Apostle Paul and the other apostles certainly were imperfect men. And they were certainly in need of help and prayers, supplication, petitions made on their behalf. And the Apostle Paul felt that dearly. And so he prayed, or he asked the Colossians to pray on his behalf, that he might speak as he ought to speak, verse 4 of the text. So, with that in mind, think about how careful we need to be and how much help we need in order for us to have our speech always seasoned with salt, so that that same result will be given, verse 6 of the text, that we might know how we ought to answer each one. I encourage you to study diligently. I encourage you to pray for wisdom, and I encourage you to pray for wisdom on behalf of your brethren, that they would both have an opportunity to share the gospel with the lost, but that they would also say the things that are needful for the salvation of souls. May we make such petitions one for another, as we pray to God. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. We pray for you, if you're not a child of God, that your heart would be open to the truth of God's word, that your soul might be saved. You can this evening respond to the gospel message by turning away from your sins, confessing Christ as Lord, and being baptized to have your sins washed away. We'll assist you in any way that we can to get your life right with God, to make sure that you are properly standing with Him, so that if that day of judgment were to come, you will not be found wanting. We offer ourselves to you. We offer this invitation for you to come so that we might help you. We offer it at this time. Would you come? While together we stand, while we sing.